In terms of what Judicial Watch is looking into, how are you approaching this story that Trump had been denied extra protection? That seems like the ultimate FOIA-capable item that you could pull up and confirm.
Right, because, I mean, so shortly after the shooting, there were stories that, again, leaked out through the Secret Service that the Trump Protection Team had made multiple requests for additional resources, whether it's manpower.
Which were immediately denied by the Secret Service. They said, no, these requests have not been made.
Correct. And so, okay, show us, right? People lie, records don't. So let's get the records. Let's find out. You claim that you made these requests. Well, I'm sure they're documented, whether it's in emails or some kind of internal memo. You've laid out what the requirements are. You've said we need X many more people or vehicles or, you know, whatever the resources are. Somebody's put it in writing and somebody sent it up the chain. And at some point, some authority within Secret Service said no or later or maybe.
Right.
They responded in some way. We need to see what that is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it appears that the request for more resources was, well, we're going to go tap HSI and get agents from HSI who are not protective detail people, right? They're doing other law enforcement.
This wasn't some one event story. This was, according to the Washington Post in July, they published a story that said that this was an ongoing request that had been going on for 2 years. This is not just we need extra guys for this one rally. 2 years.
They just didn't suddenly find out about some guy named Trump, right? None of this is a surprise.